1 year ago, before the pandemic shifted into high gear, the Pensacola area's Black and other minority-owned businesses were looking very promising.
I was involved in numerous ribbon cuttings, went to different events. We had some great expos. I really felt the fact that we were really making some great strides in the community.
Brian Wire is president and CEO of the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber of Commerce. He says the momentum began to wane in February and early March as the virus began to spread. One of the last chamber events was aimed at attracting minority contractors to the new Baptist Hospital project.
And we had over 285 contractors show up, many of them being minority, and we were looking very promising for the year, but then after that event, they called the order to make sure that no big events took place anymore. So all the things that we had planned in place to bring large groups together, we had to make sure we had those things canceled and started to really fade from there.
A report by CBS of an H&R Block survey of 3,000 Black business owners cited by Wire found that 53% of them saw a drop in revenues of more than half, as compared to about 37% of white-owned businesses.
So even nationally, we're seeing different changes in place. We saw 40% of all the Black business owners were expected to remain open for 6 months compared to 55% for white. So this is a national trend where we're seeing more Black businesses being impacted, closing, losing money than their white counterparts.
Back home, minority-owned businesses are feeling a similar impact. But Wire says one factor keeping many of them open is a sense of pride.
Not being able to want to really acknowledge some of the things that people may perceive as failures. We're a very close-knit community, so we really don't try to broadcast a lot of those things. But we have seen the impact by some of our businesses, kind of behind the scenes. Some have continued to show a very strong front outwardly, but internally, they really are struggling and having a tough time making ends meet.
There are some exceptions to the current rule. Wire says some are getting back into the swing of things in the wake of the pandemic. He points to one recent grand opening and another upcoming of Black-owned enterprises.
It was two young African-American men that were twins that opened a snowball company, and they had a great grand opening. Tons of people visited there. I'm also being involved in ribbon cutting for one of the first or the only Black-owned title companies here in the area.
While governments at the local, state, and federal levels have extended assistance to the minority business community, Wire would also like to see, among other things, better relations between the city of Pensacola and Escambia County governments and minority-owned contractors.
You look at the numbers, it's definitely very low compared to our non-minority counterparts. I think they're doing a great job trying to do things like giving out some of the minority grants and some of the COVID grants targeting the minority communities. But there's definitely more that can be done in the areas of helping to build strong relationships, helping to really understand some of the grassroots problems they're having and in ways that we can find solutions to those problems.
The work done by the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber has been low-key this year, according to Wire, amid the concerns of COVID-19's very heavy impact on the African-American community as a whole.
More deaths, more hospitalizations than some of the other communities. So we were involved in helping give out masks. We then switched over to a campaign to help get everyone to vaccinate and gathering in small groups, being one of the ones to provide some information with getting out grants to the Black community.
At the crux of the financial crisis facing minority companies is that their customers are facing their own financial crises through job losses and layoffs.
There is less people that were able to work, more unemployment, so that dramatically affects the businesses because those businesses count on those workers to get things done. Forbes mentioned it, the CDC website talked about the systematic racism that was in place to help to cause issues with our unemployment and minority community.
The Chamber's Brian Wire believes the George Floyd murder has helped shine the spotlight on the African-American community, and that's resulted in more reaching out to Black and minority businesses. But he adds they have to be ready to take advantage of that and avoid jumping on a short-term bandwagon.
We have to think long-term in ways that we can help to provide assistance, provide support, and help be an ally for the minority community in the future. I think things look very bright for us.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.